Well, Sean, quality opposition tonight and gave you a really tough test.
Yeah, they did. I mean, this is what this opposition brings, you know. I think every Aston Villa fan who watched them last year saw glimpses of that at certain parts, but listen, they took control of the game in large amounts of the pitch. I've got to say, I'm only really interested in Cambridge United and the goals that we conceded, two out of the three, you know, through our own wrongdoing, really. Especially the second goal. You know, that's not us. That's not what we want to be doing in the season. So I'd rather we be doing it tonight than on the opening day of the season. But I felt that in certain parts, you know, we responded and we got a lot of half chances once again in the box and just didn't have that cutting edge that I'm hopeful that's going to come in the season.
Conceding those two early goals seemed to take the wind out of yourselves for a little while.
Changes the whole dynamics of the game. You know, when you're coming up against a quality opposition like that and you know that you're going to spend a lot of time off the ball, give them a two-goal advantage and, you know, they're absolutely controlling proceedings, and they did. But then we found a way of affecting the game, and you know, we went for a higher press in the second half, and I think we've shown them a little bit too much respect in the first half. Second half was a lot better.
And just the final negative point from today was Adam McGurk having to limp off early.
Listen, that's the be-all and end-all of tonight. You know, we need a little bit of good news with Adam. He's going to go for his checks in the morning. Such an innocuous challenge that I just feel for him. I don't know what the situation is yet. It's too early to see. But, you know, we knew that he couldn't carry on tonight. We had to get him off the pitch as quickly as we could. But whatever the length of injury is, it's a blow for us because, you know, we brought him in to add a little bit of quality to our forward lines. And, you know, to go and miss him for how long it's going to be is going to be a huge negative for us.
Let's go back to the positives because I thought it was a spirited performance at times tonight.
Listen, if we haven't got spirit amongst our camp, then, you know, I think I'm doing something wrong. You know, that's something that we absolutely insist on. Nothing's won or lost in the first 45 minutes. We were 2-0 down. We had an half chance, well, more than a half chance. You know, Willow had a great chance with a 1v1. You want him to be a little bit more ruthless in that. On a different day, he put it away. But no, the spirit's there. We've had a good pre-season. I've been pleased with the pre-season. You know, this is our first loss against some decent opposition, against a really good opponent in Aston Villa with a huge reputation. And I think sometimes at certain points tonight, a few of our lads just took them for a little bit more than what they were.
Overall, though, for a pre-season, heading certainly feels as if it's heading towards the right place for August the 6th.
Nothing's won or lost in pre-season games. I've played in too many of these. You know, I've been manager of, you know, a football club where we didn't have the best of, you know, we didn't have the best of pre-season, and the season started and you start fantastically well. These results actually mean nothing at all. What does mean nothing is that you learn by your mistakes. And that's what the key message for me tonight is. There's no good conceding goals like we did tonight if we're not going to learn by them, and we have to take that into the Football League a week on Saturday.
You're moving players around into slightly different shapes throughout the evening as well. Chance for you to learn perhaps how that's going to work.
You listen, we're getting judged, aren't we, on Saturday afternoons and Tuesday nights. This is the time where you can try your trialists out. These are the times where you can get as many minutes in the whole of the squad as possible, because you know that certain players aren't going to be getting the minutes in the season. But if you need to rely upon them, they've got to be ready to pull on the shirt, which is why every single minute of pre-season has been thought about. Every single person who's played every single minute has played their minutes for a reason, and that's to get the best possible pre-season under their belt.
And as we stand, most of the boxes ticked as far as you're concerned, where you want to be at this point.
Yeah, listen, there's certain negatives that I'm not happy about, and I've told the boys that. But you'll encounter different types of negatives throughout the season. You know, the negatives that we're talking about now, you know, we're hopeful that we can resolve something, you know, what we've spoke about in the changing room really quickly. Throughout the season, you're going to get tested in different ways. So, you know, let's not get carried away on one loss.
No game Saturday against Braintree. That one's been cancelled. Have you got plans to try and fit something in?
Possibly. Really disappointed with the game being cancelled. You know, it's it was a fixture that we'd have in the diary for a number of weeks. So hugely, hugely disappointed. But when, you know, Braintree can't get the pitch right, then it's I'm not prepared to put our players at risk.
And then, as I say, with 10, 11 days before the big kick-off, I'm not going to ask you for it now because you wouldn't tell me. It'd be a complete waste of time. But in your own mind, you're getting towards what you think the shape and the names on that team sheet will be.
I know my team for the opening day of the season.